time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Where real music matters.
Absolute Radio.
This is
Jason Manford.
Jason Manford.
Good morning, it's the Jason Manford Show on Absolute Radio. Steve Edge is here.
Hello.
It is our final ever Absolute Radio show.
Yeah.
Together.
And it's the Christmas show of sorts.
Yes, well, because we're not going to be here, well, for December or ever again.
No.
We thought we'd do this one as our sort of swan song, our final one. And we've got some stuff.
We have got some stuff.
It's not as decadent as
it's
it normally is.
It's not as much booze, is it? It's like the Quakers have organised a Christmas party.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not quite as full on.
We've got a lot of bread and a lot of sweet stuff.
Yeah, and you're not a sweet tooth either.
We haven't got any weird crisps, have we? We haven't got any weird gin.
No, there was some
maple flavoured things.
Stuff from Tesco, some stuff from M&S.
Well, you know what they say?
What's that, mate?
Hallelujah, Noel, be it heaven or hell.
The Christmas you get, you deserve. And maybe that's...
Maybe this is coming to us.
Maybe this has been coming to us. Maybe this is the Christmas we deserve. Not only are we out of a job.
Yeah. Scrooge has just thrown us... Bob Cratchit.
Bob Cratchit. Yeah.
My son had a cough last week, your little tiny Tim.
Yeah, exactly.
What's going on, Mr. Absolute?
Hey, sir, can we have some more episodes?
Mr. Absolute, one coal on the fire! Mr. Absolute.
So that's it. This will be our last show. But we'll still be going for it. We'll still have all the things that we're doing. We've got questions for Steve. We've got Bin Chat. We will have Hit Me With Your Best Facts.
And we can both pretend to be drunk.
I've got this gingerbread mull wine. I'm preparing to get drunk.
All right, well, we've got one of those each, haven't we?
We have got one each, yeah.
All right, we'll just drink cold gingerbread wine out of the bottle.
He's going to whack it in the microwave for
okay.
us.
Okay. Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. Don't you worry. We're having it. We are having it.
Jason Manford.
Jason Manford.
Absolute Radio.
So we've been sent a load of Christmassy stuff, and we're going to try some of it.
Mm.
So you don't have to.
Yeah.
I've already smashed half a packet of hot maple popcorn from M&S.
Are they any good?
Yeah.
Hot maple popcorn. Has it got a spice to it?
Yeah, there's a little bit of a cayenne pepper.
Is there? Oh, I haven't tried them.
Yeah, try them. Toffee-coated popcorn with maple syrup and cayenne pepper. Yeah.
Just
throw an open packet of popcorn.
It worked,
though.
Studio. Caught it.
It did. And also, it's our last day, Steve.
What are they going to do, sack us? Come on!
What?
Oh, yeah, nice, them.
Not a bad, them, are they?
Mm.
Yeah, they're nice, them. I'm into that. I just had one of these as well, the chocolate and ginger Stollen bites.
Stollen's very Christmas, isn't it?
Very Christmassy. That's German, isn't it?
It is, I think. Yeah, or Austrian, maybe.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, Stollen.
Stollen. That's from...
that's nice.
Tesco Finest, though.
That is nice.
If you put Finest on, it's got to be, hasn't it?
Chocolate and ginger Stollen bites.
What's your take on ginger? Seems to be everywhere.
It's I'm not mad on it. Mm. I don't mind when it's hidden in stuff, you know, like in food, when you do sort of stir frying in a bit of heat.
Oh yeah.
But I just, you know, there's a bit like crystal ginger.
Oh yeah, not into that.
No,
I don't mind a bit. Stollen's really staying.
It's staying
in your mouth.
Stollen's got staying power.
They're nice actually. I like them. Into that. Do get in touch. Obviously not an email address because it doesn't work anymore, but get in touch on social media and
carrier pigeon,
whatever it is. I'd love to know the things that you are desperate to have at Christmas that you can't wait to get hold of.
Little special Christmas treats.
Yeah, the little treats. That's what we're into. You can get in touch with... I'm just Jason Manford on my social media.
I'm Sir Steve Edge.
Sir Steve Edge.
Just because there was somebody there called Steve.
Your Instagram is well confusing.
It's Steve Edge written I know, but it's phonetically.
Even when I go to send you like a funny video, a funny meme, I go, oh, what is it now?
STEEYIVEJ. Steve
Edge. Just change it to Steve Edge.
I don't know if you can. Can you change it?
I think so, yeah.
I don't think you can once you've already set it up.
There's got to be a way.
I'll have a look.
All right. We've got a little cheeky one of these.
Questions for Steve. 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 Questions for Steve.
Questions for Steve. I don't know why I said a cheeky one. It's just a normal one.
Christmas, isn't it? Heavy's a bit cheeky.
I don't know why I said it. I apologise. Daryl says, hello, gents. My question relates to what I feel is the most important part of the festive season.
Right.
The mince pie.
Yeah, I agree.
I love a mince pie.
I love a mince pie. It's hard to ruin a mince pie.
I mean, your kids can make them and they're edible.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? A bad one, a good one, expensive one. They're all good.
I think, if anything, the more complicated you go, the worse they get.
It's same with sausages, I think.
Agreed. Anything they start putting fruit in a sausage.
Yeah, but if it's like 80%, that's a good sausage. When it starts going 95%, you're like, oof, no, too much too pork much. In this now.
But even all the different flavours and that, I go, yeah. I just like a normal sausage.
Yeah.
But the mince pie, the same. I feel like just
don't mess
rain
with
it in. Rain it in. I do like the Costco one, though.
I do like that one Heston used to when you got the little packet of something you sprinkled on the top of it. I don't know if they still do that, but that was very nice.
Is he still involved in the old Waitrose?
Waitrose. I don't know if he is.
I don't know. We didn't get anything sent through from Waitrose.
No, nothing. No. Fortnum & Mason some year we've had stuff from.
I know. It's
this year, just Tesco and M&S.
It's been a letdown.
Somebody's just been to the shop round the corner, I think.
I think that's what's happened.
We've nipped out.
I think they've gone. It's the last show.
And they're recording that Christmas, though. No, yeah. They're doing it today.
Yeah.
They've took the passes off them and everything.
What they're going to do?
In the building next week. Yeah, what they're going to do? Put in a formal complaint. Straight in the bin.
Daryl says, of the humble mince pie, he says, we get cream eggs in sneaky forms all year, yet mince pies and panettone, he says, vanish the moment Christmas is over.
He's got a good point.
Do you think this is nature's way of protecting us from ourselves, or a tragic injustice? If mince pies were still available in July, would they still taste amazing? I think so. Ultimately, my question is, should some treats stay strictly seasonal, or should we stick them on the shelf all year? Merry early Christmas from Daryl.
I think it's nice to have little treats that remind you of a certain time of year.
Agreed.
I mean, I think it's the same with turkey. Nobody really like the rest of the year round, nobody's going, oh, let's have some minced turkey.
No.
But it is the taste of Christmas, because you only have it at Christmas.
Yeah.
I think that's quite...
I agree.
Matchmakers, I only have at Christmas, after eights.
Yeah, you wouldn't have an Easter egg in November, would you?
No, I won't even have a Baileys outside of the Christmas period.
Yeah, I think you're right. Mulled wine, you wouldn't have that.
No, you wouldn't have mulled wine. Why would you have mulled wine? Imagine that, a barbecue.
It'd be weird.
In the middle of summer.
Yeah.
Did you get your drink, John? Yeah, you got any mulled wine? Huh? Yeah, I just fancied a mulled wine. It's 42 degrees.
Can I look at the wine list, please, in a restaurant? Yeah. Well, have you got any mould?
Right, I can't see mould on it. You've got red, you've got rosy, you've got white, you've got sparkling. Where's the mould? Van show, my friend.
Yes, I think your instincts are right, Daryl. I think even when you were writing this email...
You were answering your own question.
Knew. Yeah. You knew.
You're asking yourself, and you knew the answer.
I don't think the mince pie should be available all year round.
No.
Similarly, I could probably smash a hot cross bun any day of the year.
Yeah. They just call them tea cakes over part of the year, don't they? It's the same thing.
But, the hot cross bun is Easter.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so I think it's nice to have these things.
Do you know what? There's some things that are all right, but maybe they should be given a month. Then we'd enjoy them. Like crumpets. They should go, crumpets are only available in June. And then you'd really enjoy your crumpets.
Well, I also, Steve, I also think this is the problem with multiculturalism.
What's this? You just went really camp. But I tell you what, like Larry Grayson.
No, obviously multiculturalism I'm a fan of. But the problem is, there was a moment in time where you would go abroad on holiday, and there would be certain foods and certain things that you would have.
Churros and stuff like that.
Yeah, things
are brought.
And now, everywhere. It's everywhere. You get them down the road, and it's just not special.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree. What I mean. Donuts used to look like one thing. British donuts used to look like that. And you go to America or you go somewhere abroad and you go, oh, they're all frosted and Krispy Kremes and stuff.
Yeah.
Ours have sort of disappeared.
Everything's gone now. Everything's the same.
Everything's the same. Homogenised society we live in.
Yeah, I think that's we've gone too far.
Yeah, we have gone too far.
I've got another question for Steve.
Okay.
This is from Connie.
Right. Good name.
Well, it's one of my favourite names.
It's a good name.
She's actually my star striker for the under-12s girls.
Oh, really?
Football. She's my best player.
Okay.
Like, to a point where if I see on the app that she's not coming, I start thinking, I might get Nathan to do this week.
Yeah, get the assistant.
So I can keep my win ratio.
Because you need her for your win ratio, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, she's just the best player.
Yeah. Okay. don't get that out there.
Yeah. It's hard, though, when your daughter isn't. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, another girl is the best player.
Yeah, yeah.
And but, she, and
no, but that shows you're a balanced manager. You're
very
looking
honest.
At the game. You're not looking at, you know, no loyalty.
Sometimes I sub her off, but only just for the last 2 minutes of the first half, just to show the team that I'll sub anyone off.
Yeah. I'm not beyond, yeah.
That's, but I'll only sub her off for the last minute of the first half, so it doesn't affect the game.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be a problem. Connie says, "Dear Jason and Steve, I know you're two people that can help with this.
Okay.
I've been dragged into a very specific Secret Santa challenge at work."
A Secret Santa challenge?
Secret Santas. I'm not into
it. No, just not money spent that you don't need to spend.
Agreed.
Getting a gift that you don't want.
Yes. There's one rule. It must be bottle-shaped. Oh, God.
But this present's got to be, so it's got to be a bottle of what, perfume or spirits?
I don't want to be that person that shows up with a panic-bought bottle of wine or rubbish fragrance. The budget is smallish, but the office judgment potentially is large. Any miracle ideas would be very much appreciated. This is the reason I never thrived in the office environment.
Yeah, but Secret Santa's hard enough, isn't it? Without going, oh, well, it's got to be bottle shaped.
Forced fun.
Little bottle of vanilla essence.
Why?
That's bottle shaped, isn't it? Just to show your disdain. But that's about five of that.
What about
a
proper present, like gloves or something?
Oh, right.
But you just make it a bottle shape.
What's the present?
Like, I don't know, a pair of gloves. Like something that's useful.
Can you wear them? They're not useful anymore.
Yeah.
Not if you get bottle-shaped fingers.
No. I'm saying...
You wrap it in a bottle shape.
Go Neil Buchanan on this.
Okay.
Right. Cardboard, bit of cardboard inside.
Right.
Make it bottle-shaped.
I think you could
the
fold.
Gloves are inside.
I think you could fold the gloves.
Yeah. So just one finger is left.
So when they open it, that gives away your real... You know what I mean?
Yeah. There you go.
There you go.
Merry Christmas.
That's a really new whale.
That could work.
There you go.
Yeah, so you could, but you could be a bit artistic with it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You don't have to get a bottle.
I think that's what they're aiming for. I think if you try and think outside the box, that's going to let you down.
Mm.
They don't want that.
But then a bottle, like...
It's got to be a bottle of something. A little bottle of Olvic.
I just think it's boring.
Yeah, it is.
It's like forced fun. I hate that.
Yeah.
I don't know, Connie. Maybe you can just be a... Like a conscientious objector.
Can he say that?
Maybe. It just means that Rose is not getting her present, though, doesn't it?
Conscientious objector.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
I would go with... I'd try and be smart, if I was honest. I that's just the sort of person I am. I would get something that's not a bottle, but I would shape it in
a
way that
it
was a bottle. Yeah, that's what I'd do.
No, but then you're getting a rubbish bottle of something.
Yeah, because not everyone's imaginative.
No, no one. Most people aren't.
Yeah, true. I think you're stuck really, Connie.
I think leave. Put all the winds through. With the bottles.
Just a load of bottles.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go with a decent... Well, you could go with gingerbread mulled wine from...
Well, as long as they've got a price limit.
They're shaking his head.
It doesn't degrade well.
Well,
we've decided.
Our mulled wine's got a bit cold now and it doesn't
do that justice. It has to be warm. Warm, it hides a multitude of sins. It's like the film Love Actually. You watch it at Christmas. Oh, I love a Christmassy film. Yeah. Watch it any other time of the year. Yeah. Plot holes all over the place. What, he lives next door to her? How does he? What? It make any sense at all. But cover it in fairy dust and snow.
Yeah.
Great film.
Yeah, no, fair. Well, look, I hope that was helpful, Connie.
Jason Manford.
Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
Got ourselves some mulled wine.
Mulled wine. Merry Christmas.
Cheers.
Merry Christmas.
Here we are. It's...
gingerbread, isn't it? It smells like gingerbread.
Yeah, that's right. It's... what's this? Where's
this from? Oh, that is ginger, isn't it?
It's a winter warmer.
It's a winter warmer.
I think it's from... Is it M&S? I think it's from M&S. A wonderful blend of traditional... festive mulled spices with hints of warming, freshly baked gingerbread and cinnamon flavours.
That's nice, that.
Perfect serve warm to enhance the flavours. Mm. Heat gently in a saucepan. Is that what you did, Dave?
Bashed it in the microwave, yeah?
It's in a microwave, yeah. It went in a microwave. It's fine. Same.
Lay the bottle on its side. So it went round.
Yeah, I do like them. I must say, I do. I'm not a big drinker, as you know.
Now, mulled wine is, you know, well, it's got very much alcohol, isn't it? Because it's all boiled off, isn't it? But you know, when you go to the big Christmas markets, you know, and they go, draw a bit of rum in that, or draw a bit of cherry amaretto.
Yeah. I do like a bit of amaretto and a hot chocolate.
It's nice, isn't it? Hot chocolate, that's quite a Christmassy thing. It wasn't in the list, was it?
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice mull wine, that. We've got nothing to compare it to because none of the shops sent us more than...
No, but Marks & Spencer's gingerbread mulled wine's nice, you know, as opposed to... Well, it's tap water here, isn't it?
Tap water, isn't it? A warm cup of tea, yeah. I'm into that. The Christmas markets, though, are actually starting to get out of hand.
Well, there's only like three stores, isn't there? There's your Bratwurst.
Bratwurst for there's 16 quid for
there's
a sausage.
There's your mulled wine.
Yeah.
And then there's a guy selling wooden stuff. That when you rub it with a stick, it sounds like a frog croaking.
Yeah.
I think in Germany, they also have like the banana dipped in chocolate.
Oh, yeah, the banana stand.
The bag of crisps made from one single potato, you know, on a big skewer.
Yeah.
But I went to one in Stuttgart once, and then we got to the end, there was a guy just, it was like a fast onion chopper, like JML.
Oh.
I was like, this isn't Christmas. It was just like an expo.
That's weird.
Yeah, look how fast I chopped the onions. It was just like, I thought, this isn't Christmas.
Yeah.
Madeline, is that what it's called?
I don't know, but I feel like something's happening with them where either the council, and I don't know the ins and outs of this, so I'm just speculating, either the councils are charging these stalls a crazy amount of money to be there.
For the price.
Is what I suspect. Or the stall owners themselves are charging the price. I presume it must be the councils. Because the price on...
I know, but it's, they've come from Germany, haven't they? You know, they're on a Schengen visa.
Have they all come from Germany? I don't know if that's true. Do you think it's a Brexit thing?
Maybe it's Brexit. Maybe just trying it's a Brexit to go. Thing. Right, you want to leave Europe? It's 12 quid for a sausage. How'd you like that? Do you not want to be in the common market anymore?
Yeah. Well, they should have put that on the side of a bus.
Yeah, they should have put that.
That on the side
of
a bus.
If you want your Bratwurst to cost 12 quid...
Vote Brexit. Yeah. That is just going on the list of things that annoys me about Brexit. I'm adding that on there. The Bratwurst.
The cost
and the
of
day
a
I bump into Nigel Farage,
yeah,
that's one of the few things I'm going to bring up. How much you pay for your Bratwurst, Nigel?
Yeah.
That's your fault.
He's got German citizenship, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. That was
fine. He probably gets a special visa.
Yeah, the discount.
Where real music matters.
This is Absolute Radio.
Absolute Radio.
Jason Manford.
We're getting into the Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
Getting in and getting stuck into it. Christmas has started, obviously, in the shops months ago.
Oh, yeah. I like it, though.
I don't mind.
When the first time you hear Mariah, you're like, oh, we're in.
Yeah. Let's go for Christmas. Yeah. They've done a top 30 favourite Christmas foods and drinks.
Is this worldwide or is this UK?
This is us.
Okay.
This is just us.
Right. Pigs in blankets, number one, yeah?
Right. Well, should we go in reverse order?
Yeah, go on. What is it? Top 10?
Well, top 30.
Okay,
mate.
Let's go. Top
30. Top 30. Right. So, 30, brandy butter.
I don't know.
That's made it into the top 30.
No, it's
absolutely disgusting.
If you get to the Christmas pudding, but you need it for that.
Yeah, we start off on some random ones here. Port.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, that should be in the top 10.
Do you?
Yeah, cheese and port is in the top 10.
Yeah, but you're from like Victorian England.
No,
you?
I'm not. It's a Christmas treat. That is.
Yeah, fair enough. Marzipan.
Well, we've got
some marzipan.
Merry marzipan fruits from Tesco. Here, they all look like little lemons and strawberries and raspberries.
They are very pretty.
They haven't painted the bottom. A bit of disappointment. They look good.
Do you know what's annoying about that as well? It's from Tesco. On the front, if you see it, says carefully moulded into fruit shapes. Why have they put the word carefully? What's that for?
Slapdashly moulded.
Why have they put that? They could just put marzipan fruits moulded into fruit shapes. Why have you put carefully?
Are they though? Yeah, but what? It's by a machine. Nobody's going
through
this.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's not like, careful machine.
Careful.
What setting have you put the machine on? I put it on careful. Thank you. We can put it on the box now. Get done by trade description.
Carefully. So random. Marzipan feels quite Christmassy, I think. Beef Wellington. I wouldn't say it's particularly Christmassy.
Not Christmassy, particularly.
I do like
it. It's wintery. I think it's wintery.
Yeah. Bucks Fizz.
Yeah.
Mulled wine.
Yeah.
That's quite far out the top 10, isn't
it? Yeah, and Bucks Fizz as well. I mean...
25. But then I guess once you... Christmas dinner's got to be... that's 10.
But that's
10
that day, I mean, a lot of people start that day with a Bucks Fizz. It's very much part of the day.
Yeah, that's true. Is that the same as like a, what's the other one that you have? In the
yeah,
morning?
Another one. Mimosa. Yeah. Mimosa. It's, yeah, it is, but that's got less orange juice.
Okay, right. Cranberries, clementine, almond, caramelised onion chutney.
Yeah, all of the chutneys and pickles, because that goes with your cheese board that you have with your port.
Yes, of course. Smoked salmon, gravlax.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means. But that's what it is. Cinnamon. Gingerbread.
Yeah.
Honey glazed ham at 17.
Yeah, yeah, a bit of a gammon there.
The salted caramel in at number 16.
Oh, it just gets everywhere, don't it, the salted caramel?
Salted caramel's like...
Remember, no one heard of it 10 years ago, now it's just everywhere. Like the Ndouja sausage.
Yeah, and pulled things.
Things that were pulled.
Things that were pulled.
No, pulled pork came in.
Who started pulling things?
I don't know, but we pulled the pork.
Yeah. But you're doing your own time, Steve. Yeah.
And then we left it for a couple of years.
Yeah, and then what did they do?
So pulling chicken. We did though, didn't we?
We did, yeah.
And then we started pulling briskets.
Yeah, there's all sorts of pulled things going on. People are pulling things left, right and centre.
I know, it's out of
hand. It's got out of hand.
It
has.
It's cut the... Yeah, anyway.
Right, we're into the top 15.
Okay.
Favourite Christmas foods and drinks. 15, Sprouts.
It has to be part of it.
It is part of it. As I've gotten older, I don't mind them
I think
now.
They've got nicer, the variety.
They have
in
got
the
nicer.
80s, it was a bit more sour
and maybe
and
the way your
and...
mum cooked them.
Yeah.
Where she sort of just...
But then they were easy to smash down your gob if they were horrible, yeah. To be fair. And you have to chew them, it's like a Bush Tucker trial when they give you like the eyeball.
But the sprout, I think that they sort of boiled them to mush, didn't they? Whereas now I think we fry them quite
put
a bit.
Marmite on, bacon on, butter, anything.
Chocolate.
Yeah, whatever.
Sage and onion at 14.
Yeah, has to be in there, doesn't it? Yeah.
Christmas pudding at 13. Mm. A Yule log at 12.
Don't know why it made me laugh.
Yule log. That's just your caterpillar guy though, isn't it?
Colin.
Colin the caterpillar for the rest of the year. The apple pie strudel.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that was particularly Christmassy.
Higher than,
The roasted carrot and parsnip.
Yeah, that's very,
Parsnip,
tatties.
It's just when the parsnip, when they've chopped it and it looks like a potato.
It looks like a potato, you get a surprise of parsnip.
It's not fun, though.
No one likes a surprise peppery parsnip nose.
No, not when you're expecting potato.
Yeah.
That's like when you're at some, a posh party and there's a buffet and you think it's a Scotch egg.
Mm.
And it's falafel. Yeah. There's nothing more disappointing than that.
Yeah, of course, you think it's inside it like a little quail's egg.
Yeah, you think, ooh.
Oh, these are posh Scotch eggs. Oh, it's falafel.
Mince pie at number 9.
Yeah, okay.
Chocolate orange at number 8.
Mm-hmm. That is all year round, though, isn't
it? Yeah, that's true, yeah. Stuffing at number 7.
Yeah, oh, sage and onion. I thought that was part of the same gang. You wouldn't just have sage and onion on your own.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
What are you doing? Just eating some sage leaves and having a bite of onion. I thought that was taken as a given, that was the same thing.
Apparently not. My mum does a lovely sausage, stuffing.
Oh, yeah. Sausage meat stuffing.
That's fit. Gravy at number 6.
Obviously.
Gravy. Pigs in blankets at number 5.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey at 4.
Yeah.
Cheese at 3.
Oh, this is getting... What's going to be... Because we seem to have lost all the big guys.
I know. Roast potatoes at 2.
I mean, that's all year round, but yeah.
Well, I mean, number 1 is all year round, but it's chocolate.
Okay.
It's chocolate, number 1.
That's what you think of at Christmas. Not specific, not like Quality Street or Roses or Ministry.
I think
that's
what they're getting at, aren't they? But 33% of Brits said they'd rather snack on cheese board and pastry bites than sit down for a full Christmas meal.
Yeah. I see the Satsuma didn't make the top 30.
The Satsumas.
It was in everyone's stocking in the 70s and 80s. But
well, there's a Clementine at number 23.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're too expensive, Clementines.
Yeah.
It was an easy peeler.
85.
In your mum's tights.
84% agreed that food is one of the best parts of Christmas because it brings people together. And also because it's free calories, isn't it? Because Jesus, so that was one of our gifts from Jesus.
It was, but also you eat it on the settee where you're watching telly with your feet up. You don't sit at a table, it's not a sit-down meal, is it? It's not even a meal, it's sort of picking through the day, isn't it?
I love
you do a little buffet with the cold turkey and the gammon. Just keep going over. Ooh, a bit more cheese.
Love it. Time to play a bit of this. It's hashtag bin chat.
Hashtag bin chat.
Hashtag bin chat.
Bin chat, 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 bin chat.
It's that time we're waiting for. It's our very last ever bin chat.
Final bin chat.
Oh.
This was birthed in the pandemic, wasn't it?
Birthed in the pandemic, and this is
all we had to talk about.
And we'll never hear that jingle ever
again.
I might put on a little playlist just for myself.
Yeah.
That with and questions for Steve.
Yeah, it's quite nice to hear it again, isn't it?
Hit me with your best facts.
Yeah. It's a little playlist.
It's a little playlist.
It's a very little playlist.
It's a very little playlist,
Lava Chicken, like a 30-second song.
This is from Martin, who says, Jason and Steve, my gift to you this year is some bin chat.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
And we appreciate that, Martin.
We do,
I'm heading to Australia mid-December, trading in grey skies for beaches to spend Christmas with my brother's family.
All right, I'll rub it in.
That's where my parents are. They're in Australia. My dad's 70th, and like they were talking about a party, and my dad was like, "I don't really want a party. All my friends are dead."
Yeah.
What he said.
It wouldn't be much of a party with that attitude, would it? So, I mean, why bother?
I mean, that's what he said to me.
Yeah. Is that what your mum said? Yeah, well, with that attitude, it wouldn't be much of a party, would it?
And also, his mates, Paul and David, were like,
I'm not dead. You're not me mates.
I was talking about Tony. So, yeah, there was a bit of that. So, in the end, I said, well, do you know what? Rather than spend money on a party that you don't want, well, I'll just get a couple of flights and gone to stay with my sister over there in Perth. So he's heading out to Australia, but the only thing that threatens our holiday bliss is our bins.
Of course.
That's true, actually. I never thought about that.
Yeah, because you're going to be away a while, aren't you? Because no one goes to Australia for the weekend.
No, it's 3-4 weeks, isn't it, all the time. I don't really know our neighbours, and everyone on our street keeps themselves to themselves. They just keep themselves to themselves.
That's what they say when one of them's been arrested for murder, yeah.
Yeah.
He seemed like a nice guy, regular guy. He just kept himself to himself.
Just kept himself to himself. Well, he murdered 5 people.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I know. So don't ask that guy.
No.
Although, he would be able to use your bins.
Yeah, he would be, yeah.
On the plus side.
Where did the bin go? I don't know, I'm just keeping myself to myself.
Just keeping myself
to myself. I know what you're keeping yourself to yourself is.
But if I think I could find use of your bins.
Yeah.
So there's no one I can ask to drag them on collection day. I'm doing my best to create the bare minimum rubbish for the next 2 weeks. However, I'm still worried I'll get back to a bin that has evolved its own ecosystem.
Of course.
How can I make sure they're emptied? Well, do you know what, Martin? I not to go big society on this, but I think this is the time where you...
Strangers are just friends you haven't met yet.
Exactly. Yeah. And neighbours are just murderers you don't know yet. That's all.
Yeah.
So don't
ask
that
guy. They probably think you're a murderer as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you just disappear for a month. Jail, probably.
Look.
So I would use this time as a learning curve.
Yeah.
To go, do you know what? I should get to know my neighbours. And what a good... It's not random, is it, then?
No, but it looks tricky, doesn't it? It looks like you're doing it for one reason only. Yeah. Hey, I'm just saying, I've lived together. They've lived next door to you for 10 years. I just think, what a shame that we've not got to know each other. Nice to meet you, by the way. Lovely house you've got, by the way. Oh, I'm off to Australia for 4 weeks. Can you put my bins out? See you later, Cobber. I mean, that's not...
Yeah.
It's a worrying, isn't it?
I think phrasing like that.
Should have gone in earlier.
I think phrasing like that.
Should have gone in a bit earlier, though.
Yeah. But I think it's never too late.
No, well, it's worth a go. What's the worst that can happen?
Well, yeah.
Come back your bins through window.
Yeah. They listen to our show. Yeah.
But in Australia, they put your back windows through.
That's true, yeah. Don't you? Yeah, of course, everything's opposite, yeah.
Yeah.
And we get an email next week going, a neighbour who has never even said hello has just asked me to put his bins out while he goes to Australia.
Yeah. Anyway, I've put his bins through because I thought it's what you would have wanted. And we won't be here to hear it. That's the sad.
That's the sad thing.
Why are we solving these problems? We can't hear the end.
I know. The full fruition of bin chat.
Well, there you go.
So there you go. That's the last ever bin chat, everybody. But feel free if you ever stuck, we're still available as a
social media
service.
Yeah. We will never stop fighting the fight.
We will
for
never shy
bin
away
justice.
From bin, exactly. We're bin influencers.
Yeah, we are bin influencers. And bin justice is what we serve.
Exactly.
And on wheels.
Hit me with your best fact. Fire away. Hit me with your last facts.
That's it. It's the very last one of this. And thanks for over the years, all your brilliant facts that you've sent up.
We've learnt more about octopuses and Lego than most people.
We're experts.
Learn in a lifetime.
We are. Yeah, we're unbelievable. We're an animal expert now.
Yeah.
On just very specific animals.
Yeah.
Sloths
specifically, yeah. We can size any animal in the size of football pitches and double-decker buses.
Yeah.
What more do you need?
What more do you need? You've learned a lot from this show. I hope you have. We start with Carlos, who says Lego bricks withstand compression better than concrete.
What?
Give over. That can't be true.
So if you build a wall out of Lego in your garden?
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm going with that.
Where are you going with that?
I don't know. You can still push it over, but if you stood on it, it'd be better than standing on a wall.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
What do you reckon? True?
I'm going to build a Lego wall. I've got loads of Lego. I'm going to build a Lego wall. There's a bit down the bottom where I've got a bit of wall missing. I'm going to fill it in with Lego.
It obviously works.
It'd be nice, wouldn't it? In a countryside, like a Lego style that you step over.
Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it? Yeah, that would be nice. I'd be up for that. We've had a lot of Lego facts over the years as well, to be fair, haven't we? We like a Lego fact.
There was a Lego octopus at the bottom of the sea. Remember when it's
that's right,
like freight ship.
Yeah, and
crashed.
The one of our favourites, biggest tire manufacturer,
Lego.
Lego, love that. Alan says there is a higher chance of it snowing at Easter than there is at Christmas.
Really?
That's what he says.
Really? Why? Just something to do with.
Well. Some statistics suggest snowfall or sleet days average 3.9 days in December, 4.2 in March, which is often when...
We've had two already.
Yeah, according to the Met Office. Also, forecasters state that because Easter can fall in late March, the likelihood of snow at Easter can exceed that at Christmas. But obviously, okay. Snowing and snow on the ground is very different.
Yeah, it's taking the fun out of it a little bit there.
Yeah. I guess... You know, I love snow. We've discussed this. We love it.
It's very Christmassy, isn't it?
Very Christmassy, yeah. I love that sort of time. That time when it's just, oh.
Can't go anywhere.
I sort of have moments of, I remember like my last, like when I was on the club circuit, finishing that last club gig, knowing it was your last one.
Yeah.
You know, 2 days before Christmas, when
it was Christmas. Now.
Driving home and just the snow. And you know when you're just driving through snow?
The headlights are lighting it all up.
Yeah, and you know it's like beginning of Star Wars.
Yeah, it's coming towards you.
It's dark.
Chris Rea's on in the dark.
Yeah. Tap to do and dear babs. Yeah, oh, nothing better. Nothing better. Crack on with some more facts. We've got Mark, who says robins are known to engage in fierce battles, often resulting in injuries.
What, the little robin?
The robin.
A symbol of Christmas.
The robin redbreast.
He's just there. What is it? Just blood.
Just bruising and blood,
just
yeah.
Nosebleed.
Yeah.
What's wrong with me? What's that? Nose to what, fighting?
Yeah, the territorial birds.
Are the robins, or are they going after like bigger birds? Like, you know.
Just a magpie, just a magpie out. They defend territories vigorously, and fight between males are documented. Injuries and even death have been observed. Imagine some kid going, oh, it's Christmas, Mummy.
Just seen two
look
robins.
Look at a little robin.
Knocking seven bells out of each other.
Just comes down.
Or just a dead one on the doorstep.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you don't want to see that.
Gosh.
No.
Mad, isn't it? Mad. And this one from Brian, who says the record for the heaviest snowfall in the UK is 5 foot 5 inches.
When was it?
1962, 63.
Oh, it's a famous, yes, the famous big freeze, isn't it? Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that. Yeah. It's since like sort of records began, you know, one of those.
When did they start these records?
Just,
they say that a lot, don't they?
Just say
this is the most rainfall since records began.
Yeah.
But they never say when they began. I mean, they might have started in 1987. They might have started in the 90s.
You don't know. It sort of says it's a bit more anecdotal, that one, but
yeah.
I still believe it. I'm still into that. I'm into that. Derek says sloths. Oh my gosh, we're getting the best of the best here.
Best of the best. There's to be one about crisps and sell-by dates.
This is amazing. Sloths can hold their breath underwater longer than a dolphin.
Why? I think we might have had that before. But is there anything they can't do?
They're amazing.
Yeah.
If anyone says to me, if you could base a superhero on an animal, I'd pick a sloth.
Sloth. All the things they can do. Yeah.
They will save your life really slowly.
Reincarnated as one, I'd come back as a sloth. Things they can do. Not bad, is it?
I think maybe I have.
I think people would leave you alone.
Maybe I was a sloth.
Yeah. So you were a sloth and you've come back as Jason Manford?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I mean...
There's definitely sloth-like things that I do.
Well, I've seen you in a tree. You don't like to come down to have a poo, do you?
No, I don't. I stay right up there. Yeah. Like if my wife asks me to do something, it takes me a long time.
Long old time, yeah.
Long time to do it. That's just my regressing to my previous life.
Maybe it is, yeah.
I like that. You still going for that lukewarm... mulled wine?
No, I've gone off the mulled. I've gone back to the tea now, yeah, just to cleanse my palate after all the marzipan fruits.
Yeah, I just had a bit of what's it called? Panettone.
Panettone.
That's become. I don't remember that.
It sounds like a gangster, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Michael Panettone. What's he been saying about me?
You don't crush Panettone.
Don't crush Panettone.
Limoncello Panettone.
He's neither bread nor cake. He's Panettone.
It's Was this around when we were kids? Certainly wasn't something I was...
I feel like Costco introduced it to the world again.
Right, maybe that's what it was, yeah. Laura says the earliest known Christmas decorations were actually apples.
Really?
I might put some on my tree then. Not real ones.
What variety, though?
So I've got 2,500 varieties.
Choose from, yeah.
Historically, in Germany and other parts of Europe, the 14th to 17th century, paradise trees used in church plays on Adam and Eve's Day.
That makes sense.
We're decorated with apples. That makes sense now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Representing
better than snakes.
The forbidden fruit. Maybe that's what tinsel is.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Making around your tree. Yeah. Good one, good one. Olivia, a foot of snow when it melts only produces an inch of water.
Well, it makes sense, doesn't it? Because
yeah.
It's all that air in it and, you know.
Not a lot, is it?
No.
The 10-to-1 rule, 10 inches of snow to 1 inch of water, is a common rough rule of thumb.
It's not that common. First time I've heard of it. I mean, I wasn't surprised by it, but I've never heard it before.
Yeah. No, it does make sense, though, doesn't it? Makes sense. And Paul says, Jingle Bells wasn't originally written as a Christmas song.
How could it not have
been? I mean, you've messed
that's
up
like
there,
saying
mate.
The stripper song was originally written as for a nativity.
Yeah, that's not. Don't make any sense. But yeah, it was written by James Lord Pierpoint in 1857 for a Thanksgiving service in the USA. Originally titled The One Horse Open Sleigh. It later became associated with Christmas. What was he singing about then?
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle
in Thanksgiving,
all the
way. What was going on with sleighs in at Thanksgiving? Weird.
I don't know what. Maybe it's snowing, isn't it? Maybe you need a sleigh.
I don't know. I'm not even going to guess. That mulled wine's kicked
in. Is it
in.
Kicking in?
Yeah. A little bit, yeah.
Just a little bit of bad math facts.
A little bit of math facts. Chris said.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah.
Is it all. Like, if you feel like you've got some sort of.
I shouldn't have had a second cup.
No, shouldn't have, especially with cold as well.
Yeah. The origin for the Beatles song, Octopus's Garden. Oh, it's
slightly
octopus-based.
Yeah.
Comes from an octopus's desire to decorate their home with shiny things.
Really? Well, that's interesting, isn't
it? Yeah, look at that. Yeah, it was inspired by a story of octopuses using stones and shiny objects to construct caves or hideouts.
Mm.
In interviews, Ringo, who wrote it, said he was on a boat and the captain told him that an octopus collects shiny things to make the gardens underwater. So the claim broadly matches the origin.
You can see we only had one song and album, though, can't you?
I was going to say, yeah, it's not the best one.
So I've just written Let It Be. What about you? I've written a song about octopuses. Oh, we've got to let him sing one. You can sing it. I thought you'd sing it. No, I don't want to sing it. You sing it.
Did he write Yellow Submarine as well? Is that a Ringo song?
If he sings it, I don't know if he wrote it.
Oh, no.
He might have done.
The
idea comes from anything, a Yellow Submarine.
Anything underwater based.
Yeah, he wrote, yeah.
Ringo.
Act Naturally is one of his as well.
Danny says, snow isn't white.
Oh. Is it? What is it?
At a microscopic level, snow is made of clear ice.
Clear.
Crystals.
Yeah.
The white appearance comes from the way the myriad of crystals scatter. Visible lights in all directions.
Okay.
In other words, the snow looks white to us, but the ice itself is transparent.
Oh, there you go. It's like the polar bear, wasn't it?
Yeah, the polar bear's skin is black.
Black, yeah.
Yeah.
Odd.
Very odd.
But there you go.
Hannah says, reindeers see better in the dark during winter.
Well, that's just as well, then, isn't it?
That's lucky. They're the best people for the job.
Yeah, I mean...
Definitely.
I mean, bats would be better, but that's quite scary, isn't it? I mean, it's an odd sell for kids, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Here comes Santa. What's he got on there? Oh, my God. Like a load of blind, salivated. Like about 4,000 bats at the same.
Ho, ho, ho.
Well, shut up. You can't hear me saying ho, ho, ho. Just trying to shout over the bats. You're ruining this.
A bit awful, not Christmassy at all.
No, but they would be better at
they would.
Flying in the
flying.
In the dark,
and also the set.
Oh, and the all the clicking as well. We forgot that
they've got that like sonar.
Yeah,
sort of
the clicking.
Thing.
Yeah. Oh no.
Yeah.
Let's not do it with bats.
Good idea.
Put little antlers on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we did have that one, didn't we? That the reindeer
are all female.
Are all female
because male
shed.
Reindeers lose their antlers. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But yes, reindeers see better in the dark, which during winter, which is beautifully Christmassy.
I mean, it's the flying thing that's the special gift, rather than seeing well in the dark.
Yeah, but if you are,
you might
are flying,
as well drive
it or drive
it. If you are driving at this Christmas, make sure you have a reindeer with you.
Just in the passenger seat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, watch out! It's a fella crossing down there. I can't even see him at all.
We've come to the end of our. Hit me with your best facts.
Final facts.
Final facts.
That is a fact.
That is the fact.
That is the final fact, is that is the end of the facts.
Yeah. Oh, it's quite... it's emotional.
Yeah. That's the wine, I think.
Yeah, I think it probably is, yeah. So we had Carlos, Lego bricks are insanely strong. Alan told us that it's more likely to snow at Easter than Christmas. Octopuses have a mini brain in each arm, couldn't declare.
Yeah.
Seven are arms.
Mm.
We all know what that eighth one is.
Yep. The one that they're putting the chandelier up with.
The one with the brain that you shouldn't trust.
Yeah.
I think we can safely say. The record for heaviest snowfall in the UK is 5 feet 5 inches, according to Brian. Robins can absolutely batter each other, according to Mark. Sloths can hold their breath underwater longer than a dolphin, according to Derek. Christmas decorations were apples, originally. Yeah. Full of snow when it melts, only produces an inch of water, according to Olivia. Paul told us Jingle Bells wasn't originally a Christmas song. And Octopus's Garden comes from the octopus's desire to decorate their home, according to Chris and Ringo.
Ringo?
Yeah, just because he wrote it. Yeah.
Right, okay.
Danny says snow isn't white. And Hannah says reindeers see better in the dark during winter.
It's not easy, is it, this week?
I think Jingle Bells.
Do you think, yeah, but I need the rest of the story, though, to go, originally the lyrics were this.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you might have to do a bit of off-show work, Steve.
Okay, what's the point? I'll come back and go, look what I've done. You go, there's no one here.
It's just full gone. Why is my pass not working?
It's in my own head. I used to record it in my son's bedroom. I can't get in. I've let him lock me out of there.
Batman
still smell? Jingle Bells, Batman smells, Robin.
Yeah, I think so.
I was going to say, is that the original lyrics?
That's the original. Okay, yeah, that makes sense changed now. It
you see
more
why
Christmas
it's more of a Thanksgiving song, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I think that feels like a good one to me. I quite like that.
Okay.
Or sloth. I mean, I always love a sloth fact.
Well, the common,
we've had that before.
10-to-1 snow thing that isn't that common is quite a good one.
Oh, that's quite a good one. Yeah. A foot of snow when it melts produces an inch of water.
Yeah.
I just think Jingle Bells
feels
more Christmassy.
That's 10-to-1, isn't it? Because that's 12 inches. It produces 1 inch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, his maths is lame.
Well, to be fair, I
1 foot to 1 inch. That's not how you do maths.
To be fair to Olivia, I've added that from the information we found.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Right, okay. So it's more than?
Yeah, it's slightly more, yeah.
10.2 to 1.
I'm going to give the last ever mug to Paul, who told us that Jingle Bells wasn't originally written as a Christmas song. I reckon I can slide that fact in a few times this Christmas. Going to come in use.
Well, let's hope Paul's not one of the libelous kinds, because, you know, so far no one's come back at us with this mug.
That's true.
But it could happen now.
Well, after today, doesn't matter to us.
Yeah.
That's a problem for absolute...
Drink from it. Put the hottest treat you can in it. Sit and drink naked.
Lick the
naked,
paint.
Hot drink, yeah. Put anything in the microwave.
Let your kids and dogs use it.
Yeah. Definitely got no lead in it.
The dog.
Just enjoy it.
And any problems, write into Absolute Radio.
Yeah.
Not my email address,
John
though.
Richardson's email address. If you send it to Jason, it'll go straight to John.
absoluteradio.co.uk. My email address ceases to work in the next 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Jason Manford.
Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
Thanks for joining us this morning here on Absolute Radio. Steve, it's done. We're done.
That's it.
The end.
We're done.
End of an era. 8 years. It's actually my longest ever job.
Yeah. No, and mine, I think.
I don't think I've ever had a job like this long before.
5 years is probably the longest job. I mean, I was an office angel for about 3.
Yeah.
But nothing this long.
Yeah, I was UCI Cinemas for 3 before they got bought out by Odeon. And we got
this is
off.
It? This is our...
Yeah.
So these are the people we'd come to for a reference?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think we'd get a good reference.
I don't know. Not off everyone.
But on a genuine note, it has been a lot of fun to be part of your Sunday mornings for me for the last 8 years, Steve for the last 5. The interaction, the daftness of it, you know, we never take ourselves seriously. We know for a lot of people, we're just two voices filling in between songs that you like.
Non-sequence,
yes.
There you go.
But for a lot of people, we're part of your
Sunday. Travel to and podcasts on a Monday. And, but you've still got all those. Oh, no, they haven't. They've taken...
Yeah, that doesn't work at the moment. But they will be back at some point. Yeah. And for me, yeah, it's been lovely. I've really enjoyed my time. And we've done breakfast a few times. And, we've had some huge guests on the show over the years. But the most... important thing for me was just getting to talk to you every week.
I know we had laughs, didn't
we? To be honest, yeah.
It was nice. It was a date we had every week. It was our date night, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, because
once a week we just got to sit and have a little chat about nothing.
Because you sort of get busy, don't you, with family and kids and work and all that stuff. So to have this locked in.
Yeah, if somebody forces you to talk to somebody.
To be a friend.
For money. Very little money, but some money.
Yes.
Then it's, you know, it's a good excuse, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'll...
We'll still do it. I'll ring you every... We'll do an hour and a half every Thursday. I'll ring you and we'll just talk. Pretend we're still doing the radio show.
Why don't we do that
Sit
thing...
Sit in a darkened room.
Like in Full Monty.
This is when I was amazing.
Why don't we do that thing like in Full Monty where we just don't tell our wives that we've finished this job?
Oh, yeah. I haven't mentioned it.
Well, let's just carry on.
No, let's just go. Get like, you get your little mic in a bag.
Yeah.
Stuff to record the show. And you just... normally do it in the house. Yes.
We're doing it from the pub now.
Watch pub. Bye.
Just pretend.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's been it's been lovely. So, so thank you very much to everybody at Absolute over the last 8 years.
Not
it's
everybody.
Been a joy. Not everybody, no. Most people, no. Yeah. But it's been great. Pete, our producer.
Yeah. Adem, our previous producer.
Yeah, Adem, who's great as well. And David today has done us a few times as well. And all the guests that we've had, all the comics we've had over the years, all the people behind the scenes as well at Bauer Absolute. And we'll be back at some point in the new year with something else in the future. Some sort of podcast, probably.
Or a meat-based vending machine.
Or a meat-based vending machine that fires pasties at you at the end of the day.
You never know.
Just keep your eyes out for the Gregulator, and just keep an ear out on John Richardson's show on a Saturday. Yeah. If he suddenly starts going, you know what? It'd be good if we started talking about facts.
Throw me in your best facts. Yeah. Throw me in your best facts.
I need you just to keep
your grass. This is when we want the grass to reveal itself.
Yeah, where are you, our grass friend? Enjoy your Sunday and have a lovely, lovely Christmas. And we will see you very soon. You obviously can still get in touch with me and Steve on social media. So always lovely to hear from you. This is Jason Manford saying goodbye.